Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to your show, Destination Health, Your Road to a Better You. I am your host, Kim Cockerham, a member of the Let's Truck team, and I want to thank you today for being here and joining together with all of us to say our health is important. Coming healthy is the best decision you will ever make. It is worth it, and you are so worth it. Whether you're just venturing down this road for the first time or you've been at this thing called healthy living for a long time, we welcome you. We're here to support each other, learn from each other, celebrate accomplishments, sometimes hold each other accountable, whatever you need. So let's get moving. We take your questions. If you want to share a success story or if you've got a challenge you want to talk about, please press 1, okay, anytime throughout the show. And Brittany is going to pop on and chat with you for a little bit. So I hope each of you had a wonderful Christmas and New Year's. And can I say, go Bucks? I'm an Ohio girl through and through, so last night was a pretty exciting night for us here in Ohio. I wanted to share with you, I remember exactly the first day. You know, I'm a member of the Let's Truck team, so I remember the first day I had met Kevin Rutherford. I'd known Lisa for years from here in Ohio, so when they were looking to expand their Let's Truck team and were coming back through Ohio after the MAT show back in 2013, I was able to talk with them and, you know, like I said, meet Kevin for the first time and talk about being part of the team. So the one thing I'll never forget is that when Kevin was sharing what Let's Truck itself was all about. And I'm sure a lot of you who listen to the show and so forth, you feel how real he is, truly genuine, about helping drivers be profitable, enjoying what you do out there. And this, in turn, would ultimately affect an industry as a whole in a very positive way. So that to me and to us here is what Let's Truck is all about. So that's exactly what you'll also experience as well when you get to talk to or you hear from our next guest, and this is from the health side of the trucking industry. He's just so genuine and so passionate about this, and that by affecting one individual, you'll affect the whole industry and make everybody more healthy, better quality of life out there. So fellow Ohio native too, now residing a little farther out west, I am so happy to welcome Bob Perry to the show. He's the founder and president of Rolling Strong. So welcome, Bob.
Well, thank you so much, Kim. I appreciate you having me on. I always look forward to these kind of opportunities to spread the wellness love, as we say.
Oh, that's a great way to put it, too. And I think, too, you know, just collectively, I think you might have said this, Fortuna, there's other people getting on board with this, and it can only be positive. The more we can get out there and the more people we can reach. So Bob, tell us about Rolling Strong and how you, actually there's kind of two questions about, tell us about Rolling Strong and how did you get into the business of helping drivers be healthy?
Well, I grew up in a family of professional drivers, and actually in Ohio. Our family's had a small place outside of Ravenna, Ohio, and which I know you know where that's at. So I, our family has been professional drivers for, over 60 years now. I have two brothers that still drive today. And our father drove for 40 years and retired. And as I say, when he retired, he had the full professional truck driver health care package. He had high blood pressure, sugar, sleep apnea. He had all.
Wow.
So anyway, so that I drove, as everybody in my family is expected to, long enough to realize that's not what I wanted to spend my career doing. So I spent my life career in the health and wellness and healthcare industry, and always was very attracted to this. As I say, you know, growing up in the industry, I have diesel run through my veins, so I get it. I always love being around those, you know, the population. I understand the challenges and the hurdles, and for me, I've got the best job because I'm able to be around people I grew up with and understand the culture very clearly, and at the same time, I have a chance to give them small little doses of what I've learned over the years and how they can take care of themselves because I understand the challenges and I know how important it was for us to get our dad home safe and sound, and that's what our mission is at Rolling Strong, to get these men and women, take care of them on the road and get them home safe to see their families.
Yeah. Oh, that's so amazing. What is your biggest challenge as far as reaching people, getting the word out?
Really, we've, you know, fortunately, because I've been doing this so long now since I started, I think probably back in 06, you know, just
okay.
really going to truck stops on my own and just by myself,
oh,
staying
wow.
out there, talking to drivers and coaching them and, you know, being around it. And I had a lot of relationships in the trucking because I started like 30 years ago. I started back way before it was Pilot, Flying J, and Petro. It was National Truck Stops way before a lot of the people maybe are aware of that, unless there's some real veteran drivers on. But back then they were called National in 76. I was out there
wow.
trying to get them to build gyms at the truck stops. And
oh,
so
wow.
just, yeah, so just stay out for a real long time. And so that's what's really helped me, you know, create a, I guess you'd say, the word and the brand, the relationships with a lot of people. And then from that, you know, things just developed over time, and then we became rolling strong and offered, you know, trying to find what really makes it work for people. And our big breakthrough came with Covenant Transport. They were wanting to explore, and so they gave me a couple hundred drivers, and then 500, and 1,000, and now we have their whole population and their in-house people. And then from that, we were able to get Greyhound, Sherwin-Williams, Transwood, Ward Trucking, several big brands, Stevens, a lot of big brands.
So you were able then to get the companies on board to realize
yeah,
that they
yeah.
need to
when
play
they,
a
when,
big part.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
exactly. Once they started realizing that and understanding that we need to take care of where it's really gone out today now, Kim, is that they're realizing that there really is value. And because when I first started doing it, I said,
mm-hmm.
why would a truck – What's health and fitness and working out have to do with a truck driver? Why is the truck driver going to be engaged in that? And so now that they've seen that, you know, it does make a difference because their livelihood depends on it. I mean, you know, they have DOT
right.
requirements they have to meet, and you know, they if anybody benefits from there, it's the professional truck drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And so all we really do is we take everything that goes on in the traditional, as I say, residential sector and bring it to the drivers to make it convenient inside their cab or outside their truck and came up with just simple exercise they could do outside using their truck as the gym equipment. And now, fortunately, through a lot of great visionary folks like our good friends at Freightliner, who helped us,
mm-hmm.
and now we have an in-cab gym that, you know, we've got, I don't know, 4,000 units out there now in trucks
awesome.
That, yeah, people can have a gym to work out inside their cab.
That's priceless because you, so many ways, I mean, some exercise set their truck up for success, for healthy, you know, for being healthy. So, okay, so I think I love the start of a new year. You know, it just gives us a chance to, you know, look back and say what was, you know, what worked, what didn't, you know, kind of refresh and restart. So if you have a driver out there that wants to make a change towards a healthier lifestyle, what are some things that you would recommend? If they're looking at themselves right now and want to make a change, where should they start?
Well, the first thing really, Kim, is that yeah, I tell people all the time, and this is true in any situation. I mean, you can do all the working out you want, but you really do have to understand that it's 75% what you put in your mouth. And that's the first place it starts. And I know that's a lot easier said than done for a professional
mm-hmm.
driver. But, you know, there are things that you can do to, you know, make small changes. And we show them how to prepack their truck. I mean, it's like, and the things that we do that drivers are already familiar with and understand, like they know every time they stop and before they go out, they do a pre-trip safety walk around, right? To walk around the truck,
mm-hmm.
make sure
uh-huh.
it's hanging down, the tires are okay, the lights are okay. So do the same thing with your cooler or your refrigerator, whatever you have, because if you don't have any good choices to make, because you're a professional driver, you're going to get stuck, whether it be traffic or some kind of an accident somewhere or weather or, you know, constructions and delays. And when you don't have a good choice to reach for, you make bad choices.
Yeah. So sticking with that food part, because it is so true, there's so much out there as far as eat this, don't eat that, do certain diets. If somebody, again, is just looking like they just don't even know, What is a couple of different things they can change with their eating, with their diet, that they can pack in their truck or so forth that'll make a big impact?
Yeah, for one thing, what they want to do is that they want to make sure that, you know, they get the biggest difficulty we have with drivers is that, you know, because they get up early in the morning and, you know, they get take off and they start pounding the caffeine and they go, and they don't get anything in their bellies, and, you know, it doesn't, and it distorts their sugar levels and their blood pressure levels,
yeah.
And then they stop to get fuel, and they're a little lightheaded or hungry, and they look down and what's right there at the checkout line, all the junk, right, the crap. So they reach for all the carbs. So the big thing is that a couple of basic things I recommend they do. One is that, of course, I'm always a proponent of, you know, if you can carry a protein, source, whether it be a protein drink or protein powders, a shaker and water, and you can make yourself a drink and you can get that protein in your belly first thing in the morning. If you can't do that, there's some real simple things that you can pack in a refrigerator or cooler. Things like, even if you just find you some good, you know, grain bread and have, you know, some peanut butter on it, and it, you know, it's, I always recommend, I prefer it to be natural peanut butter and not that Peter Pan crap because it's got all kinds of junk in it. But that, and if you can't do that, then, you know, another great substitute is turkey, what we call turkey rolls. You get you some lean turkey breasts, put a little small piece of Swiss cheese in there, roll those up, put them in a bag, and have three or four of those. That's a great way to pack your protein and, you know, in the mornings. Another great secret that we really are getting a really good response that a lot of the drivers do is that, you know, oatmeal doesn't have to be cooked to be able to enjoy oatmeal. And what you can do is you can buy those little containers, and it's very, very inexpensive, or you can buy a large one, and you can buy a large container of Greek non-fat plain yogurt, and you take that oatmeal and you put that oatmeal in there and stir it up. And if you do it the night before, what happens is it swells up. And then I know a lot of the drivers, a lot of people right now are going, Bob, I'm not going to eat Greek yogurt. I can't stand the taste of that. So what you do is you can buy stevia, which is a natural sweetener. It just takes a little bit, and you can sweeten it with that and put it in there. So now you have your real power-packed protein breakfast in the morning with the fiber you need, and it'll stick to your belly, and it'll keep you going until you stop for lunch. So there's a lot of little simple things like that that you can do. That will help you get off the, you know, the mark.
Yeah, then that's great, and that's just, a lot of it's just planning, right? And so that
exactly, and it is, and I never like to mislead driving. I know it's not easy, but, and you do have to take a little time to plan, and it's like anything else.
Yeah,
and but if you do, here's the big. Not only do you receive the great health benefits of it, but there's a huge economic value proposition to this, because you know drivers know that they can go out there and they can, you know, spend a lot of money in those truck stops, and here's a way that you can shop and save money, because we did this, and we actually have it in one of our manuals that we show you the economic benefit of, because we talked to drivers. I mean, we worked on this for months and months and months, interviewed hundreds of drivers and got numbers of their spend into truck stops, $400 a month, $500, some as high as $800 a month. And so we show you how you can shop effectively and have things in your truck. And do you have to do it all the time? No, but then that way, if you want to sit there on a weekend, you're stuck somewhere, or one day a week, you want to have a meal inside a hot meal, absolutely. And the thing that drivers have to remember is that also, too, I mean, I try, and if I can just get you to make a change 50% of the time, I am one happy guy. Because I know you can't do it all the time, and I get that. So because there's just so many bad choices in front of us.
Yeah, and that's such a good point, because I think we have to be perfect all the time, and then as soon as you don't, it can kind of be, you know, like snowball, and if you have one thing bad, you think, oh, man, I blew it. But I want to go back real quick on, you had said you show them how to do that. Where do you show them with the shopping, the meal plan, is that?
Well, yeah, we have if they're in our wellness program, then, you know, they get all that information. If a company is a sponsor and they're in our wellness program, they get all that in a fulfillment. They get this huge, this really nice insulated cooler bag, and it's got all this information in there. And of course, they have access to our app. It's got all of our, has over, I got, I don't know, something like 3,000 restaurants in there. that show the good, the bad, the ugly, and there's a complete guide and all that. And it's also in our app that they get as well.
Okay.
And then when we go out and do what I call my missionary work, and we go around, we do these driver wellness tours, and we stop, you know, we pass out all the stuff free, and we have trainers there, and they give all this free information. And the other thing, too, is that, you know, I do these, you know, as you know, these weekly, every Saturday, these call-in. And which is free. Anybody can do it. I mean, I welcome everybody. You don't have to be a member. You don't pay anything. It's free. And so drivers can call in every Saturday morning, and we'll give you this information. We're always giving away free nutrition information, guidance that they can do, and that they can go to our site and get information.
That's great. That is so great. So, and we're going to talk about that, too, about your Saturday show coming up. And I think, you know, that's what I love, that you do those weekly shows and you know, you need that encouragement along the way, you know, as you're out there, especially the drivers, that they're out there by themselves, to just, you know, call in every now and then for that little shot of encouragement, and you learn something new. So, okay, so you said, so 75% was what you eat, and there's so much information that you have there and that we can prepare for to set up success for that. Is there anything else that you're thinking of that what else can they do to amp up their healthy living on the road?
Well, the big thing then is that, you know, once they understand, you know, the food processing piece of it, then we can start helping them incorporate, you know, some exercise and basic fundamental exercise, whether it just be walking or, you know, if you don't have the fit system, we can show you how to use water jugs. Instead, you know, you can just take water jugs, gallon water jugs, and get your water inside the, you know, the travel centers wherever you stop at, and it's like what, a couple bucks, and you keep those in your truck and you fill it up depending on your strength level, and I have those, you know, we have those up on our site all the time, the free workouts, we show you how to do, you know, a full body workout just using water jugs if you need be. It's all really about movement. To make it happen. So
that's great. And so we'll share that too, that make sure people know where to go to find that information on your show. So what kind of results do you think, once people say, okay, I'm going to start focus on me, I'm going to do that, I'm going to watch what I put in my mouth, I'm going to eat a little bit more, and try to do this on the road, what can they look forward to in this kind of lifestyle? Because some people might not even realize, you know, they, like, you know, our new norm, our normal might be, you know, not eating healthy and not moving. So they don't even know what it looks like to live a healthy lifestyle.
What can
they look forward to?
Well, that's a very good point, because, you know, what happens a lot of times, Kim, is that we all get in a rut. And a lot of times what happens is you forget what it feels like to feel good. And so one of the things that you're immediately going to know, that as always, the first thing that comes to everybody's mind, they say, is that they have more energy. I mean, and who doesn't want to have more energy? And so that's one of the first things that they feel, because what's happening is that you're cleaning your body out insofar as, you know, you're taking in more water, so you're flushing your system out, you're getting a lot of the toxins out of your body, and you're just starting to feel a lot better, and you're not loading yourself down with so many carbohydrates. Because what typically happens is, we all do this, whether we're a driver or not, you know, you get these weak spells, and the first thing you think about to fulfill those is going to be some type of a carbohydrate, which is a bad carbohydrate, which is going to be the white flours, you know, the cookies and those type of things. And it just, you get a lift, but then it drops you back down, and then that's what starts to store the fat cells. So, but that's the first thing that drivers always tell me. I hear it all the time. You know, and we just actually were getting ready. I just saw the preview of it. I think it's going to print here next week. But we're going to be introducing the first annual in 2015 Driver Wellness Ambassador Calendar. And we have 12 men and women. Yeah, we have 12 men and women from different faiths that started living a healthy lifestyle. And we have pictures of them out there by their truck telling their story. And there's all kinds of but every one of the stories you read, I mean, they always talk about how much, you know, more energy they have and how much better they feel. Because I mean, anybody out there that's, you know, that a majority of a big population of people have, you've at some point in time in your life, you've probably, you know, lost some weight. And if it's 10 pounds or 15 or 20 pounds, even if it's 15 pounds, you know, just imagine, you know, take a 15-pound dumbbell and stick it in your pocket and walk around with it all day. And,
yeah.
You know, and so, you know, when you take that out, I mean, you're going to feel a difference. And when you see some of these stories on this calendar, we got drivers that have lost 100 pounds, drivers that have lost, you know, 50 pounds. I mean, you can imagine that's like a, that's a small body that you're getting rid of.
Yeah, right.
So you're going to have more energy. You're not going to, just the simple little task of getting up and down and getting in and out of your tractor every day. You can't
mm-hmm.
imagine the wear and tear that saves on your joints, your shoulders, and your legs,
oh,
your
yeah.
knees, getting in and out of the truck. So I've always want drivers to think about that.
Yeah, I love that idea of the calendar. So that's just, you know, have that right in your truck, and it's a constant motivation to see. I'm a big one that I love to hear success stories and see that people see people have done it, and it gives me hope, you know, to keep on that same path. So when is that going to be out?
It will have an announcement here soon. I just saw the final draft of it. It looks really nice.
Great.
And it looks good. So when we're done, when we get off this, I'll send you over a draft of it. You can, I'll email it to you and you can look at it. But then it's going to go to print, and it'll be available for people to have a you know, hard copy.
That is great. So as soon as, when that's available, we'll get that out to all of our members and listeners too, so they can go grab one and carry it with them. I love that. Oh, so genius. So, okay, so Bob, we talked a little bit, you said about the 50% of the time. And we always know, you know, 50% of the time doing the healthy path and so forth. And we all know there's the road bumps and this and that. What do you tell people what are we trying to say? Like, whether expect them, but what's your number one thing you tell them to do if they encounter that with?
Well, the big thing is that we're going to stub our toes, and the thing you have to do is you just can't beat yourself up. And
mm-hmm.
and if you fall off, you know, the horse, I mean, you need to get back up on it. And but I always recommend, you know, try not to stay longer than 2 days, because once you get in that third day, you start creating a habit again.
Yeah.
So
okay,
if you do make a mistake, and that's why I say 50% of the time
mm-hmm.
is, you know, a good rule of thumb in this space that we can follow, because it is very difficult. I know it's hard for these drivers. I drove, and I mean, I get it. And you walk in those places, and okay, I know Bob's telling me I need to drink lots of water, I need to do this. But then you look and you see this, you know, power drink, you see this Coke, I'm feeling bad today, and you had a rough day. And because we all have this feeling inside our body, a mindset of certain times during when things happen
mm-hmm.
to us, that it's entitlement. You know, we think that, you know, we worked really hard today, or we did this, that, and we're entitled to it, or I got really the raw end of the deal here today, I'm really mad, I'm upset, didn't get the load I wanted, gave it to somebody else, whatever, and we can come up with a million reasons, right? And then
yeah.
if you do that, then you feel even worse, because you know you feel really guilty. So anyway. So that's why I try to never pressure drivers so much. They can do it. And where the 50% came from is that when I first started working with drivers and started asking them, what is your beverage of choice and you know, your food content. And so a lot of them, this is not unusual. I'm sure a lot of people listening will agree with this, is that it's not unusual for me to hear for a driver to say, I drink, you know, 4 of those Gatorades a day or 4 liters of Coke a day. I mean, just crazy, insane stuff. And I said,
mm-hmm.
and when you do that, and you just can't quit like that, because you will have withdrawals. You will get headaches. You will not feel very good. And so I said, you know, can you just give me 50? In other words, can you, if you're
right,
drinking 4,
right.
can you drink 2 and then have 2 of your Gatorades, your power drinks, your 2 waters? And so then from that, we started coming up with, and we do, this is a regular staple for us for drivers, because they'll say, well, I just can't, a lot of people just can't drink just plain water.
Water.
They just can't do it. That's my beverage of choice. That's all I ever drink. So,
uh-huh.
So it's not hard for me, but I get that. But even for me, sometimes
mm-hmm.
what I do, and so I came up with this, and this is really pretty funny to see us do this with professional drivers. But, you know, green tea It has a third of the caffeine, and it's got, of course, a lot of antioxidants. It's very good for your body and very, very good for you, and you still get a lift. And then what happens is that when you the green teas they have out now, which you can get at Walmart and all, everywhere now, they come in different flavors. They come in blueberry, raspberry, strawberry, orange, blackberry, all kinds of different flavors. It's all natural, and it's cheap. You can buy a whole box of those, and Lord, I don't know, there's 20 of them in there for, you know, buck something. And you just take those tea bags, and you don't need to get hot. And that's one of the first things people say, well, I thought you had to, you know, have hot water. No, you just take those tea bags, drop it in your bottle of water, let it sit for a few minutes, it dissolves. All of a sudden, you got this, you know, whether it's cranberry or, you know, orange flavored or raspberry or blueberry flavored drink, but it's got, you know, a third of the caffeine in it, so you get a little bump. And then you also get the antioxidants. You're getting all the pure water, because most of the time when you feel like you're getting weak, you're really dehydrated. So I always tell drivers, next time you're feeling that way, before you reach for something else, you know, just please take a bottle of water, drink it, and wait a few minutes and see how you feel.
That's a really good point. Do you find that is? And I don't know, is water hard for drivers to get in on the road? Are you finding that, or that usually isn't the case?
Oh,
I mean,
hard.
All right, you're saying there, to get drivers to be drinking as much water as they should while they're driving.
Of course, you know, because they don't want to stop, because they don't want to go to the bathroom. One of the things that we have, and I feel so bad about this, that we go through the struggle all the time with the female drivers out there, that, you know, they don't go as much, of course, and they don't keep themselves hydrated, and that just is not healthy. You can easy to get infections, and, you know, kidney infections and bladder infections. It's not good. So the more you get your system used to it, and it's like I said, it's about health, and, you know, because I know safety is the number one, you know, word in transportation and trucking, and which makes all the sense in the world. And one of the things that we really started having a great breakthrough with safety directors is when we came out with these signs that said, you can't be safe if you're not well. And, you know, someone like myself or what you do, if we're not feeling very good today, you know, we can muddle through the day, you know, go to the office, do our jobs, you know. But when you're a professional truck driver and you're going down the highway managing that big piece of equipment and you feel like crap, it's tough. You can't stay focused. So, you know, we have to do a better job. And the companies need to do, and they are. They're starting to do more and more for the drivers, making more things accessible for them, so.
Yeah, that's great. That is so true. Back to the basics of, if you're not well, you're not going to feel good, but you're also not going to be as safe as you would want to be getting behind the wheel. Wow, such good information. I know there's so much. We could talk forever. And the timing of this was just perfect, too, because I want you to share what you have going on. And again, I hope everybody gets a pen or pencil ready so you're ready to write down a phone number as well for Saturday. Tell us what you're kicking off Saturday on your podcast.
Yes, thank you. And so we're going to, I always like to, you know, the first year, it's, you know, no matter whatever business you're in, everybody, you know, makes that New Year's resolution. This year I'm going to, you know, work harder. I want to make more money. I want to take more time for my family. I'm going to take better care of myself. And that's something that starts right there, is that, you know, you have to take care of yourself first before you can take care of anybody else. You know,
right.
And one of the things I ask people all the time when I'm giving these talks, that I tell them, I ask them to say, you know, if there's a group of people, I say, okay, how many in the crowd here today have animals? And usually it's, once again, it comes out to about 50% of the people have animals. And I, you know, dog, cats, sheep, horse, I don't care what, you know, and so how many of you made sure those animals got fed this morning? Of course, everybody, I got them fed. So, okay, how many of you gave that animal a cup of coffee, a cigarette, you know, a power drink, you know, Egg McMuffin, you know, and of course none. But you know, we take care of our animals and other people in our family better than we take care of ourselves is the message. And we can't do that. So, you know, you have to come first. So I set out and do these challenges. And so what we're going to do is going to be for six weeks. And how I started doing these Saturday calls, I think you and I talked about this. I first started doing this years ago. I was doing it on my own. And so I've all these years, I've always had, you know, I don't know, 25, 32 drivers, something like that, that I've always coached myself personally along the way and stay in touch with all these years. And I just couldn't, as we started to grow and turned into what we are today, I just couldn't turn those people, you know, away. So
yeah.
I said, I got to come up with a way that I can help manage this. So I came up with over a year ago, every Saturday morning, drivers can call in, and they can call in a number, and they don't have to do it on their web or anything. They just call a regular, you know, 88 number, and they can call in. And so we give a coaching message, and then it went to Kim having you know people that drivers don't get access to all the time to come on and talk and share, you know, health information. So so anyways, now they can call in. So we're going to do the 6-week challenge. Each week you're going to get a fitness tip, and you're going to get a lifestyle changing tip that you can incorporate that week. And the idea is it's just going to be baby steps. It's going to be explain to you one small little step that you can take that will make a difference in you that week. And if you follow the 6 weeks, and if the 6 weeks is done, it's called the Big Rigor Challenge. And we've got it out there on Facebook, I think. We've had several hundred people, you know, sign up and acknowledge already. So if you, at the end of the 6 weeks, if you're kind enough to write in and say, hey, you know, I did this, I did step 3 or 4 or 5, whatever you did, and tell us if you feel better, if you want to send a picture or whatever. If you do, then we're going to send you one of our Big Rigor T-shirts. That you made a change. Yeah, so you can, like I said, you call in, and then we're going to have, like, tomorrow, you know, it'll be myself. We have two coaches coming on. We have a doctor that does DOT physicals that has a clinic at one of the travel centers. So they get a chance to really talk to people and, like, the medical professions in their space that they don't normally get to spend time with, and they can answer a lot of great questions and get a lot of good information to help them make a change.
That's priceless. So you picked 6 weeks because is there a reason why you picked, like, 6 weeks to get this started? Are you going to look to build on it from here too?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, it's a lifestyle change, but you know, when it comes to fitness and making changes, one thing what happens is that, you know, there's so much information out there now, and of course, you know, so many of the drivers, everybody has access to the internet, it just can really get confusing. I mean, you should do this, you should do this, eat this, eat that, don't do this. But at the end of the day, like I said, you know, we keep it very, very simple. It's really not complicated. It's what you put in your mouth and movement. And if you can, you know, somehow, you know, get your head wrapped around those two things, then you're going to see some results. Because, see, you know, what happens, and once again, when I talk about the residential sector, is that they read all the magazines and they hear all about these programs, and when they don't look like that guy or girl in that magazine in 30 days, I'm not going to do this anymore. But for a professional truck driver, we know that if you can stay with this for 30 days, you're going to see a biological change, meaning you're going to see a change in your bioscreen numbers, which that's what's important for a driver. That's what I focus on for the drivers, because that's what keeps your livelihood, your medical card. And if you do it long enough, then you're going to look in the mirror one day and say, gosh, I see a physical difference. Man, I look a lot better. I feel better. I look better. And the 6 weeks is like, it goes by so fast. I can do that for 6 weeks. If you can do it for 6 weeks, and then hopefully during that period of time, I mean, you walk away from it, you'll pick up some things that you'll incorporate and you'll continue to do it.
And I love it. We actually had a couple on here that, you know, he had gone and done his DOT exam, and they gave him that 30 days to, you know, change things around. And he was so drastically bad. You know, they didn't think 30 days, you know, how can we do this in 30 days? And I was shocked, too, just to hear what, you know, simple things like reading the labels and making the right choices, things, cutting out the bad carbs. And they instantly saw that. So, and start, you know, moving. And it was a big one for me because 30 days to me even seemed short. But here, I love hearing you say that it's true that within 30 days, you can make such a drastic difference that kind of makes you makes you want to just hang on to this and keep going. So,
Well, and one of the things we talk about all the time, too, in this is that we don't, I mean, listen, the professional drivers, they know the regulations better than anybody. And we don't use that as the stick, the motivation to beat them up, because that's not what it's about. For us and for me, what it's about is I want you to feel better about yourself. And if you do that, the regulations will be fine. And I'm all the time, really slapping the fleets and those people around, too. I mean, when you see some of these orientations and when they bring drivers in and the way they feed them, I said, you cannot be, you can't be the drug dealer and give them all this crap and hire them and put these hardworking men and women to work. And then once you hire them, and all of a sudden now you work for the DA, you work for the FBI, and now you're going to bust them because they can't control their blood pressure and sugar. And you're the one that gave them contributing to that. So you can't play that role anymore.
That's so fascinating, isn't it? That's so true that you called them on that. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I go through it all the time. I mean, it's part of what we do. And we go in and set up a company. We help them. And they do it because two things. One, economics. I said, really? I said, it costs so much to hire and train and put one of these driver in the seat. If you save it all now, you're going to pay more for it later. And not only that is that it really doesn't cost. Everybody I know says, Bob, it costs too much to eat healthy. That's not true. Mm-hmm. I'm always debating that with folks. Sure, if you want to go to and spend, you can do anything and go over the top and spend a lot of money. But I can tell them all the time that we put menus together. You tell me how much you have to spend this week. Is it $20? I'll show you some choice you make. Because you can go to, West Reason why we shop when we do these events, and we shop at Walmart. That's mainly where a lot of the drivers go to. And so you can get like tuna. You can get tuna in those foil bags for 99 cents.
Right.
99 cents. I mean, you can't buy a sandwich of any kind of value with that. And, I tell all the time, what you do is you open that up and you can put some spicy mustard in there. You can jazz it up and you've got your good, or just have them and open it up and take it into the restaurant with you and put it on your salad. And it's got chicken salmon or whatever. I mean, it's easy, and they're easy to carry in your truck. They don't have to be refrigerated. And it's cheap, very cheap.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. And hearing you talk about that, you probably don't have enough time in the day to get as much word out as, that you want to reach so many people. What keeps you going as far as, to reach as many people as you're trying to reach?
When I get to have a chance to read this calendar when it came in today, I mean, I got to go down through there and I saw 12 people that, we were able to really help impact and change them. And that's what motivates me. I mean, give me a check for money. I mean, I can go get a job and make money to do anything. And obviously this is what I do. But that's my main motivation. If I can help them get everything they want, I'll get what I want. But my satisfaction comes from having a driver come up and shake my hand and say, hey, Bob, thanks. I really enjoy the Fit system, or I lost 50 pounds or whatever. And man, that just motivates me like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. And Bobby, you're so humble. Can you imagine though too, and how the ripple effect of that is? It's humbling to think of what you've done for the families of the drivers you're affecting too, because you can't help but then affect, their home life and even their children, watching them be healthy and doing that. So
thank you for saying that. It's a very good point, Kim, because, we one of the things when the drivers are in our wellness program, they have a web portal. And they don't use as much as the wife uses, so we make it available for the spouse to go in. Because what we found, because once again, growing up in a trucking family, we did what other families in our neighborhood that were drivers, what they did. We went where they went, what they did. And so and when you understand that, because what happens is that generally, that spouse could be suffering, she could have high blood pressure or so forth. So you're right, it changes, because how we started doing that was that the drivers that we first started coaching, I started working with, they live on the road and they wouldn't get home for 2-3 weeks or a month, and they go home, and so here's this driver who has started this new lifestyle, changing and losing weight. And he goes home, and his wife sits down, and the first thing she serves up is biscuits and gravy. And
yeah.
he goes, well, I'm not cutting, I've cut, I'm not, what do you mean you're not doing it? Well, why? And so when he starts telling the story, then they get involved. And so it is, you're very true. It's the collateral effect and the collateral damage that happens out there that we're able to get everybody engaged.
Priceless. So, well, I could talk to you forever, but we do have one question up here. If you can hang on here and
absolutely.
And I'm going to bring, great, thank you. I'm going to bring, and then we'll be sure to share. So everybody, we need to, we'll come back and talk about where they can find you and so forth like that. Okay. So I think you might know this guy, Bob. Here we go. I'm going to bring Tom on from Pennsylvania.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Kim, can you come back to me in just a minute? I'm getting fuel right now.
Oh, absolutely. Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay, Tom.
656-76.
Okay, Bob. Well, let's do this. While Tom's getting fuel, let's share where they can find you from on the webpage or where they can sign up for the 6-week challenge and also the phone number.
Yeah, let me first, let's do the phone number they can call in. This is every Saturday morning. You know, we've never missed a Saturday in, like, I don't know, 14, 15 months. So this is every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern time. And it's really, you just call 866-951-1151. And then you just put in this number, 972-0344. And so you come on, and you'll be, it's a live open line. And like I said, then I'm on there, and we give a tip, and then we open, and we have the folks come on, and we talk about everything, and then we, whatever the wellness or the fitness message we're doing, then we always open up the end for questions and answering anybody that would like to, ask a question or comments. And it's what it's turned into a lot of too, Kim. It's like a big intervention group. I mean, it's a support system. It's for drivers that come on and say, man, I did this and I lost 10 pounds. Well, how'd you do that one? And we just let them tell their stories and encourages other drivers to realize, you know what, I drive that same, it's like Tom, Tom is, in fact, Tom is, you'll see it when you get the counter, but it's a very, very impressive, impactful picture, I guess you'd say, because when he shows you, he holds up his pants. Tom was actually, I met Tom probably 8-9 years ago now, I met him via phone. I didn't meet Tom in person until like last year at Stevens. And we were doing an event, and so he and I had always communicated all these years via phone, telephone, internet, coaching him and so forth. And all of a sudden I'm there, and this guy comes up and taps me on the shoulder, and he goes, Bob, I'm Tom Curt, and I about fell over. But when you see this calendar, I'm going to send it out. It's got a great picture of Tom and I and him. He had his, he brought out to one of the events. He'd been saving him, but he brought out his jeans that he wore when he and I first met. So it's got a picture of him holding up his pants. It's very funny. Very funny.
That's awesome. I cannot wait to see that calendar. That is so cool. So look at this. We have somebody else that I think you might recognize. I just see she pops up here. So we're going to go here first to Linda. We're going to bring Linda on board. So.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm
getting worried. Linda, are you and Tom, are you guys working anymore? I mean, I don't know how you more call stuff than I think I am. Lord, how do you guys do that? That's amazing.
Well, the funny thing about driving, we have plenty of time to listen and put what
to do. Too funny. That's funny.
Yeah, we're stalkers.
Yeah, gosh, I tell you, I'm so appreciative that you take time to do this. That's great. So,
they're an awesome couple. So, Linda, thanks for coming on. And Linda was such a catalyst to helping get going on the Let's Truck side with the health podcast. And, helped me with just ideas of, what are people looking for and I know she's worked with you so much before, too. So, yeah, Linda's been great. So, Linda, thanks for calling in.
Linda's actually the motivation to do this 6-week challenge. It was her that, you know, because she always participates in our calls, and she had emailed me, and she said, you know, we should try and do some kind of a challenge, just make one simple little change. And so for everybody out there, you can thank your buddy Linda for getting this challenge going. So that's what it's really about, is to just show them, you know, one simple. I agree with Linda 150% on this. It's just so overwhelming, and, you know, how do I do all this? And before you know it, you know, I got to do this, and I got to do that, and it's just like you don't get anything done. So it's just one simple little lifestyle change that you can do, and try to do it for 7 days and see if it works.
Look forward to it.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing what all you come up with on the challenge, and I'm looking forward to trying it. I'm hoping everybody doesn't hate at the end of 6 weeks.
Well, hey, listen, you know, the worst that could happen if they follow it is they're going to feel a lot better. We all know that. I mean, it's like I was talking, I don't know if you were listening the whole time, but Linda knows this. We've had these conversations, and she does as much as anybody trying to, for the betterment of driver health and wellness. But, you know, we do. We all get in these ruts, like I said earlier, and you forget what it feels like to feel good sometimes.
Yeah.
And once you make that breakthrough, it's a whole new world.
Mm-hmm. So, Linda, did you have another question that you wanted to ask Bob that we can share?
No, I just, you know, I wanted to thank you guys for what you're doing and for this challenge and for taking the time to talk to all of us. And I thought Bob did a lot of good tips on water, because I think that's one of my biggest goals this year, is to drink more water constantly, you know, every day. And, well, I have to admit, I do like my one cup of coffee in the morning. After that, it gets a lot better. But, Bob, if you're going to drink the green tea, but you go into a restaurant and order tea, is that bad for you, or are you okay with that?
No, not at all. Absolutely. I always tell the drivers that so that they can buy those so inexpensively and carry them in their truck easy, so they can put it in their water, because you don't always have it. But that's like when I, you know, like I said, water is my choice of beverage, but a lot of times when I'm someplace else and I just don't want to have water, then they have tea, and so I'll get one of their green tea bags. Sometimes just, you know, of course, this time of year, the warmth, it always tastes good when it's in your parts of the country is cold. I always have, you know, green tea is my choice. Now, I like coffee, too. I usually have, like, one cup a lot of times in the morning. Depends on where I'm at, what I'm doing. But my stable is the water and the green tea, and I keep those bags in my briefcase all the time to put in there. They come in so many different flavors. It's just nice, you know, to change from just having water.
Yeah, I agree. I think wintertime is a great time to have a warm drink to start your day.
Absolutely.
So, good deal. Well, thank you, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda. And I look forward to being on the call on Saturday, too. I look forward to this challenge as well with you guys. So it's kind of cool, because you know you're not alone. That's what I love about this. And with, you know, Linda, Tom, and everybody else on the show, you know you're not alone in this. So thanks, Linda.
Thank you, guys.
Be safe, my friend. I'll see you soon. Gosh, I can't believe it's going to be March. I'm going to see you in Louisville. Wow.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Before you know it. So... okay, we're gonna try to get Tom in here too, one more, and then we'll again share a little bit more about where they can find you. So let's see, Tom. Tom?
You've got great timing. I just got back in the truck from grabbing some diesel fuel. So
that is great.
I knew that no matter where I stopped, I was originally gonna stop about a little further up the road, and I was, oh, they'll come to me if I stop. I'm like, man, I can't put it off any longer, and yeah, you came to me. So I knew that was gonna happen.
We got to know.
But anyway, Tom, how are two of my favorite people today?
Hey, buddy. I'm all good, man. How about you? Where are you at?
I am in Pennsylvania right now. So,
you're always in Pennsylvania.
It seems like, yeah, when you and I talk lately, I'm either in Pennsylvania or New York, but those are the two main states they've got me running in now. But I'm on my way back down to Allentown with the load. So, no, the one thing that kind of Bob didn't kind of tell about my story was when we started working together about 8 years ago, it might have been 9, Bob. I don't even remember for sure. But, no, it had to be 8 years ago because I've only been driving for 9, so it had to be about 8.
Okay,
But my blood pressure was starting to do some funny things. It would, the numbers would bounce all around. One would be high, one would be low. And my weight was a little up there. It was in the 250 to 270 range. Okay, quite a bit up there. And it was just one of those things is I wasn't happy. There was some history of some heart problems in my family, and I just wanted to try to get ahead of it. And I started working with Bob, and he had a lot of good tips, but I just couldn't find the personal motivation to make the change. I don't know if I was trying to change too much too fast. I just don't know if I hit that low spot yet that some of us like me have to get to sometimes before I go and make certain changes. But, you know, after a while, I just looked at Bob and said, you know, this doesn't really seem to be working for me. The money that I was spending on the program, well, it was money well spent because I wasn't utilizing it. I'm like, well, I could use this on something else that might be more beneficial. So we kind of parted company for a while, and my weight kept going up and up. The doctor at work finally said, if you don't start doing something about your weight, you're going to have to go get a sleep study done, and, you know, there'll be some other consequences with your medical card. So they basically started giving me some one-year cards to make some changes, and they finally said, all right, if you don't lose a certain amount of weight in a certain length of time, you're getting a sleep study. So that was about 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, and I started trying to lose weight. I did pretty good, lost about 15 pounds or so, and then gained it right all back at Christmas time, and then changed some things at work. And the weight started coming back off again. And the main reason was, like Bob said, I started cooking on the truck. I started watching what I ate more closely and paid attention to it because I was fixing it. So I knew what was going in my mouth. And next thing I know, I was down about 25 pounds. And then later that year, I got my DOT physical. And they're like, okay, you're making progress. Good job. A few months later, that's when I met Bob down at the Stevens Yard. And he started working with me a little bit more again, more closely. And there, last January, the thing that really kicked my rear end into gear, they did last year for their challenge what they called Give Me 10. And they did basically a workout video with one of their fitness coaches for a week. And it was just simple exercises you could do in the truck. And here it is in January, and I'm driving in the middle of the country in Missouri and all these places where it's minus 20 or below almost every day because of that polar vortex. And here I am doing my best to do some, maybe not the entire workout or each workout, but as many of them as I could in my truck. And I was making good progress. I got almost to the week four, and I was about 4 pounds short. I'm never going to make it. Stepped onto a scale on the last day of the weigh-in, and just about fell off the scale because I had been told of 10 pounds by 11. Sent an excited email to Bob, kept up that progress, and in March, I had made it down to 250. The particular doctor that he's having on tomorrow remembers me rather well because I hit my goal on her scale in Knoxville. I started jumping around like Richard Simmons and screaming. There's nothing scarier than watching a truck driver jump around like Richard Simmons. So all I have to go is, Patricia, it's your Richard Simmons truck driver. She knows exactly who it is. But the thing is his program does work, but the thing that really impresses me about Bob, he doesn't judge you if you don't stick with the program. He doesn't judge you if you use somebody else's program. You know, recently I put on a little bit of weight. Bob and I were talking a week or two ago. And I could kind of hear that, you know, that fatherly or that uncle voice going, you know better than that, Tom. He didn't criticize me. He didn't make me feel bad. Mm-hmm. But it was that motivation of going, you know what, Bob, you're right. I can do better than this, and I'm going to do better than this. And he just provides that friendly motivation. And I've got a bunch of people that do inspire me. But the thing is, as I was talking to a couple of friends a while back, I kind of realized that most consistent person that's always been there kind of encouraged me to go on, no matter how bad I screw up or no matter how much weight I gain or how off track I get, has been Bob. You know, and we might not always talk regular, but since I've worked with his program more and one of his wellness ambassadors, you know, I do work with him a lot more. But even when we were out of contact for a while, you know, every now and then I just get a little email or a note saying, how are you doing? And that's the thing that really impresses me about Bob is he's just willing to take his time out, no matter how busy he is. And if you really need help, he will. If he can't do it, he'll find out what you need and make sure he can find somebody who can help you.
That's great. And Bob, you know, Tom, when you're saying that, a quote came to mind that I think of. And Bob, it sounds like from people like from like Linda and Tom and that know you. And I know we've only got to talk on the phone a couple of times, and I will say it comes across that genuine. So you are. There's a quote I love. It says, "People don't care how much you know unless they know how much you care about them." So I think you, with Rolling Strong and all you're doing, and even so willing to come on this show to share, you can tell you just really, really, truly care. So I thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. It's very kind of you. I appreciate that. Absolutely.
So, well, Tom, keep going with your. I know you've got some goals for 2015 too, and I'm sure you're gonna be working close with. Are you still working? Are you still working with Bob? Coaching, just check in every now and then? Yeah?
He doesn't, him and I don't actively coach the way we once did. I'm not saying we won't get back into that again, because with his schedule and my schedule, I've got a couple of his other coaches I work with a little bit. But it's still one of those things that if I need Bob, though, if I send him an email or give him a quick phone call, usually within 24 hours, he's calling, "What can I do for you? What do you need?" So you know, if I need him, I know he's always there, and that always means a lot, knowing you have that kind of a person in your corner. But it's time for the show to be over, Kim, so I'll see you both at MAPS, and I can't wait to see that calendar, Bob.
All right, my buddy. you're at the top of the page on it, so I think you'll like
it. And I'll tell you what, look for me at MAPS. I'll be selling darts free for $1 for those who get the calendar on my page.
We won't be doing that. We won't do that.
All right, have a great day, everyone.
Okay, talk to you soon, Tom. Bye now.
Thanks.
Okay, so Bob, leading into that, even that with the coaching, if people feel like they need a little bit more, where can they find you and your team?
Go to rollingstrong.com, and my email is bob@rollingstrong.com. So, but you go to the website, you can read about our thing. We have a store. We have a lot of new products. We have some new products coming out for the drivers as well, fitness and nutritional products. And so, but, you know, I'm always available, and they can always just email me if they got a particular question or need some help. And I'm always glad to try and do what we can.
Thank you. So one last question, too. What are you personally looking forward to in 2015?
I'm hoping that sometime in the next 90 days, we're going to make a big announcement in a form of a partnership that we're working on to really bring health and wellness for drivers on a large national scale that's going to give drivers the ability to really, be in a program and so forth. And so that's what my real goal is, to get more of the associations now behind this and supporting it and recognizing that there is real value in taking care of these men and women. And one of the things, too, I'm working on is that because we do so many of these different trade show events and so forth, and they need to really understand that they have to set the bar high. In other words, they can't – I mean, I go to some of these events, Kim, it's amazing. I mean, you have to really look hard to get – to find water. I mean, but you can find all the other – junk out there, and they have to have a better selection of food for these men and women, and it's not always about trying to serve up carnival food, and they just cannot, they can't be the drug dealer and serve these men and women this type of food. And I know you're not going to get everybody to do it. There's still going to be a certain amount of people that's what they choose to do, and I get that. That's fine. But for those who are trying to make a change, you need to offer them some alternatives.
And, that's what I'm grateful for Lisa and Kevin for taking this on, too, because, we do a big event in May, and we're going to be talking more about that. And we're changing up the break food. I mean, just like you're saying there, we can't be talking about this and then not giving good food. You've taught us about that, so thank you. Okay, well, so I encourage everybody to, go to Rolling Strong, sign up for your email, right? They can sign up for your email and newsletter so they can keep on top of, everything that you have going on.
Yeah. And they go to our Facebook page today. If they go to our Facebook page today, if you haven't liked us, if you'd be kind enough to do that, and we'll have the information up there. We're going to have we have some really cool graphics going up there today that talks about the first tip. And then tomorrow morning, when we kick off, which would be 6 a.m. my time, then we talk about it, then you'll be able to go to the Facebook and you'll be able to get the copy and download that sheet. It'll give you all the step-by-step for the tip for the day for that next week, and then we'll have a new one next week.
Oh, that sounds great. Okay, well, I'll be on there. I'll be listening to you. So, Bob, I want to thank you again so much, very, very much for being on today, and just look forward to talking more in the future.
You bet, and I'll be in Ohio next week.
That's right, that's right. So I hope to see you then, actually. Good,
okay.
Good, okay.
All right, thank you
so
much, Kim.
Thank you.
Travel safe.
Bye now.
Be safe, everybody. Roll strong. Bye-bye.
Bye. So you guys, again, I want to thank you today for joining us and for Bob. That was so great. Wouldn't you just love talking forever? So you matter to us. Your health matters to us. We care about you guys. So until next week, keep moving. Be committed to you. Be healthy. Be fit. Do the hard work and master this journey to health. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great weekend. Bye now.